Hello and welcome to episode 4. This is episode 4, right?
Yeah, this
okay,
is episode
this is episode 4 of the Happiest Competition on Worth auditions episodes. As you can tell, I am not Jeffers. I am Ambie Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And with me tonight is, of course, our other lovely judge, Zelena.
Hello.
She is. As you can tell, Jeffers is not with us tonight. Sadness. Big
yes.
sadness.
Oh, guess what, Ambie?
What?
This is kind of like Girls Night Out.
It is like Girls Night Out, except when Jeffers is here, it's kind of like Girls Night Out anyway.
Oh, that's so mean.
But it's true. No, Jeffers, I love you. I told Zelena before the show that since you're not here, I'm going to take every opportunity to like crack a joke at you because you're not here.
Yes.
And you can't defend yourself because I think it's hilarious. Don't worry. There's that 1 week I'm not going to be here, so you can get your revenge on me then. And it's all in good fun. I miss you. But even though Jeffers is not here, he does have a say tonight because we had enough people for this episode yesterday when he was still in town. So he listened to everybody yesterday. He's heard everybody already, and he's recorded mm-hmm. critiques. So we're actually going to put his critique in. We're going to mix it into the episode so he still has a say. And he has already picked two people that are going through tonight. So as of right now, we haven't heard anything yet, me and Zelena.
Right.
Two people are already going through. We don't know who they are. We haven't listened.
And they're predestined.
They're
so
predestined. So there are two people here tonight that are destined to go through already. We don't know who they are. We're not going to actually listen to it until we get your critique. So we're going to be surprised, just like you are. He did leave us, though, with a little something that he wanted us to play. And this was by a request. Who requested this? This was Mary Feather.
Mary Feather, yeah.
Mary Feather requested this, and I listened to it already, and I'm kind of just like scratching my head, so here it
oh,
is.
Oh, God.
Here it is.
Enjoy.
This is one disclaimer so Disney no sue us. We no own rights to song, music, and the kind. We stay doing this just for fun, no money. Mary Feather when asked me for speak pidgin English and the kind. I try for think how to say stuff, so yeah. The end. Woo! I actually don't speak like that normally, so I actually had to go and, you know, script this whole thing out ahead of time. But anyway, back to the show. Back to you, Ambie and Zell.
And there you have it. That was our disclaimer. He wanted to do this disclaimer this week in that voice. So
I hope you enjoyed it, Mary Feather.
Yes, because he did it all for you. For the love of you, Mary Feather. For the love of Mary Feather, who was a former Disney employee as well. I just found that out this week. She has another DAC packer. Yeah.
She and her husband, too, no?
Yes, they were both in animal services at Animal Kingdom, the greatest kingdom of them all. Not really, Magic Kingdom is better. But anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, we don't banter a lot as much without Jeffers. We're kind of boring without Jeffers. But we get down to business.
Right.
So I think it's time we get down to business. We were kind of delayed in doing this because we were really busy this weekend with Performant recordings because the three of us are all in Performant. And we're
all nervous as heck.
Yeah, we haven't heard the results yet because we're recording this like 2 hours before they record the results for theirs. So we're a little stressed out right now. Thanks, Dylan and Faded, with your theme songs, making us stressed.
Wait till we have ours come out. Wait till we have challenges for you guys.
Yeah, that revenge. Revenge is sweet. And it's Disney revenge, so it's a happy, sweet revenge.
Yes, happy, sweet. Best way to put it.
Oh, gosh. So we're sorry that it took so long, and we actually already have enough people for the next episode.
Because
we're going to do a bit of a different thing. Since we're taking 50% of the people and Jeffers is not here with us, we're actually going to do, the two of us are going to do an 8-person episode either tomorrow or the day after, and we have 8 people already ready to go in. And auditions are less than a week away from closing.
It's actually a week.
It's
actually 1 week.
One week today, so which will, from when we're recording, I don't quite know when this is going to end up on the boards. So get your auditions in, get your second and third tries in. We were going to do a little bit of a twist tonight, but everyone is which was going to kind of limit the amount of people going through.
Right.
But everyone is impressing us so much that we decided not to do it. And when I looked at the calendar, we might not have to do it at all. We might just not do it at all because we're so close to ending. And then we have the second chance after that. So keep on impressing us, guys. Make us not do the twist.
Right, and don't forget, if you don't make it, please resubmit. I mean, yes. It hurts us when we don't see people try again because we probably didn't like them the first time or something.
Yes.
So, yeah, please submit.
We have quite a few resubmits tonight, including a final resubmit tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So we have one final resubmit tonight and then a whole bunch of second resubmits. So, and again, make sure if you don't make it through, then you don't, even if you don't resubmit to us, at least listen and try and get into the second chance round, because I really, really like the second chance round.
Oh, it's that one, isn't it?
Oh, much. I'm so excited for it. Ah, I'm so excited. Is that the dolphin already?
I hope not.
No, the dolphin's got
too early in the episode for the dolphin.
Too early for the dolphin.
Or the snorting.
Well, you're the snorter, I'm the dolphin. So
what's Jeff's?
Keep listening, because maybe, well, he's the frog.
And the birds.
So keep on listening, because maybe, just maybe, you'll hear the dolphin later on. Okay, that was our banter for the beginning of the episode. Now it's time to get down to business. We ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
First up tonight is Subaru Kamui. At least I think that's how you say it. I don't really speak Japanese. You people got hard names out there. God.
I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder if you were once an outcast too. God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, we look to you still. God help the outcast, or nobody will.
Okay, so the way this is going to work out for this episode is, unfortunately, I'm actually leaving for a trip on college orientation on Monday, which is today. So because of scheduling conflicts and things, we were unable to record this episode over the weekend. So what we're doing, if Ambi and Zelina haven't already explained in the beginning of the episode, is that they're going to be recording the episode normally, like, together in the Skype, like they usually do, and I will be recording mine separately so that I can still save people and give a critique. So I'm actually recording this on Monday morning, so probably about a couple of days before theirs, so I have no idea what they're gonna say and critique on. So I apologize in advance if my critiques are completely off from theirs, and So that was Subaru Kamui, I think. Subaru Kamui. Anyway, with God Help the Outcast. So, I thought this was a good song choice for your voice. You have a kind of mature-sounding voice, and I think this was a good song to showcase that. I kind of liked your slight operatic tone you had to the song, and you didn't really struggle with the high parts or the low parts like I've heard some other people do. So, good job on that. I don't really have anything real negative to say. Maybe you could have had more energy and belting notes at the higher parts of the song. But other than that, this was good. I liked it.
All right. As Jeffers said, it's God Save the Outcast from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Makes me very happy.
If I had known he was going to talk about what was going on, I just would have, edited it out and put it into the beginning, but I didn't know he was doing that. So now you've heard it twice.
Yep. Thanks, Jeffers. He said that it has a mature-sounding voice. I have to agree with that, and I think it does fit this song. I'm going to have to disagree a little bit. I think you were pitchier on some of the lower notes, or they sounded strained. He also mentioned something about an operatic tone. I did like that, But I think your vibrato got in the way sometimes, like, just a little bit. It started to get a lot pitchier after the first verse. I mean, the beginning was pretty much okay, was pretty good musically, but then once you got to the chorus, that's when you hit those lower notes and you got either pitchy or you strained on them. And that's all I have. Ambie?
Well, I'm like right in the middle of Jeffers and Zelina because I didn't like it as much as Jeffers, but I liked it, I think, more than Zelina did. Zelina. I keep saying Zelina, sorry.
It's fine. I'm used to it. You can use whatever way you want.
I'm just going to call you Zell. It'll be easier that way.
All my friends do.
First thing I noticed was your mic quality is a little iffy. It was a little staticky. Like a slight hiss in the background, but it didn't bother me that much. I did like your voice. It was a really nice voice, and I did think this was a good song choice for you. The thing I liked about it was that I've heard other people try and sing this, and they can't seem to find any emotion on it, let alone the right emotion.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Yeah, and I think that you did a really good job of finding the correct emotion, but you didn't find the right lyrics, because there was one point where you said the line... you said, if you were once an outcast too, it's were you once an outcast too. You added an if.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you added an if, and it's supposed to be like a question. And like you added an, I don't know, it was a little weird because it went kind of like tilt head slightly to side, what? I do agree with Zelina that I thought it got a little sketchy in the chorus on the pitch. It wasn't, I don't think you went flat, but you were kind of heading towards it, like you never fully went there, but it was just kind of like, ooh, if she goes a step further she's gonna be off pitch, and oh, right. please don't do it, and you didn't do it, but I found myself worried that you were gonna go there. But overall I did like this. I thought it was really nice.
Oh, I liked it too. I just guess I'm the meaner one for this song, I guess. I mean, I liked it too.
It had to happen eventually. We all have our moments. Oops. As the mean judge, it had to happen eventually.
No, but I did like it. It did fit her voice. She just had some of those small problems.
Yeah, there were a couple of small... This was not perfect. There were a couple of small problems, but I did still like it. There were some definite good points about this. And I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we really don't banter much without Jeffers.
We don't. All
right, I'm done.
I'm done. Are you done, Jeffers?
Yes, I'm done.
I wish he had said done after the end of his. He didn't say done.
That would have been helpful.
That would have been helpful. I don't know if he's done now because he's like somewhere at orientation.
Wait, is this still being in the episode, or are we actually taking this out?
I don't know. I was still recording. throw it in. Why not? Now I'm done.
Now I'm done too.
Matt, you're up next.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil. The curl of her lips, the ice in her stare. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you'll come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Okay, Matt. First thing I have noted down was I liked your accent in this song. I'm not sure if it was put on purpose or it's just your natural accent, but I thought that it really suited the song. in your recording, I heard mic pops, so you might want to, I don't know, either position your mic farther from you so that your peas don't pop as much as they did, because I heard some mic puffs here and there, or maybe get like a pop screen filter or something. What else? On the keel, it sounded a little bit pitchy to me. I'm not sure. And then towards the end, where it was this vampire bat and inhuman beast, like right in the middle. Oops, I just dropped my mic again. Right in the middle of that phrase, it sounded like there was a kind of odd pause, almost like you made a mistake. So if you did, maybe next time you might want to edit it out or redo it. But yeah. I also have down, in general, your song was kind of nasally, so it kind of, I'm not sh I don't know, I'm not sure if I liked it in this song or not, but if you want to get rid of that, you should probably use more of your chest voice and use more breath support. And I feel like you could have acted the song more, because you know, this is like one of those villain songs where she's coming for you, she's Cruella de Vil, she's so evil. And I felt like you could have, really performed it a little bit more and really taken it to a new level and put more emphasis on certain parts of the song, because it kind of sounded one level. It didn't really have rise and fall and levels in it. But other than that, I still liked it. So good job, Matt.
Wow, Jeffers' mic falls even when he's not recording in a session with us. It just that happens normally. I
Poor
was
dear.
really excited when I was listening to Jeffers' critique. And if you haven't guessed by now, Jeffers is going first on all the critiques. Because, yeah, because we can. usually there's a
Yeah, it's
disclaimer,
not, we're not lazy, we just want him first
yeah.
so we can make fun of him later.
Yeah. See, I'm not the only one that's going to make fun of him tonight. See? But that made me happy when the mic fell. But I'm gonna have to agree to disagree with him on the critique. I thought it was pitchy the whole time. Like he's,
Thank you.
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was pitchy the whole time. I thought usually we get it when it's flat, and this time it was sharp. So,
Yeah.
and more Cruella de Vil. It's starting to become the new reflection, but I'm not as horribly hating listening to Cruella de Vil as I am listening to Reflection.
Right.
I thought this was decent, but it was just singing. There was no levels to it. It got a bit better once you got into the second verse, but for the most part, it was just like a flat line. There were no levels or anything like that. And like Jeffers said, it's a villain song, and the villains are so like outlandish and extravagant and
So
outrageous. And
creepy.
yeah, and you have to really just go there with a villain song. And I did, I heard the puffs as well, but your accent did make me happy. And all I could think about was, oh my God, I want this guy to sing like Step in Time from Mary Poppins or something. Like a Bert, like be Bert for me or something. I could just feel like up on the rooftop, sipping time with that accent. I don't know if it was like your real accent or not, but
I think it was.
that was the first thing I thought of when I heard the accent. Like I didn't actually catch on to the accent until towards the end, and the first thing I thought was Bert. But I don't think this was definitely the best performance I've ever heard, but it wasn't the worst either. So, but it wasn't too strong. So I don't know. I don't.
Agree.
To you, Zelina? Zelina! God!
Oh,
Scratching
my goodness.
myself every time I do that.
It's Please don't. I need your conscience. I have to agree, it was very pitchy. You held some notes re a little too long for my liking, and you liked a lot of. I think the song needs a little more vibrato. That might be a personal thing as well. Mic quality, I heard some humming from it, and it. I heard. Did you hear it when it? Do you know what it, when it pops when you take a re when you do a retake? I heard
Yes, I
that.
did hear that because there was like a slight moment where like it was like during a moment when you weren't singing and like you
Right.
heard the background hum of the microphone and then like it just stopped for a split second and then it started back up again. So yeah, I heard that in one or two places.
I've heard it one distinct. Then I also said more energy, emotion. I'm debating whether this was a good song choice or not, because it was really pitchy. So I'm not sure if it was actually good for him or not.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence as well, because I don't know, because it definitely wasn't a good song choice emotion-wise.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't know.
But yeah, I have to agree. The accent was just, okay, hello, accent.
Bert! I'm sorry,
no, Bert's but I heard one, it, like, right off the bat. Right off the bat.
And I was just like, Bert, when I heard
it. It's the Grand Dyke. How can you not like that character?
Bert's my buddy. Bert's
Was he your buddy at Disney World?
Bert was a good friend of mine that just made me smile every time I saw him. I would go to the parade and I would blow him a kiss and he would grab it out of the air and he would yell at me, I'm sticking it in my pocket. It's going to go right in my pocket. It's staying right here, right by my heart. Love Bert so much.
Oh, that's awesome.
He has a place in my heart.
But anything else? Oh, you were going to say something?
No, I'm kind of on the fence if this was a good song choice, because I was thinking that as well. I just,
because you said something about it was just very level. It was just a one level song, so it makes it really difficult for us to figure it out.
Yeah, because we really didn't hear. Like, I think if you don't get through tonight and you have to resubmit, I don't really know what to tell you to sing. Maybe something that Bert sings, just saying. Because the one thing we all three of us agreed on was we liked when you were kind of in that one moment of it. And it came through. It was like, oh, that was cute. But definitely work on not just a flat line with it. Just don't sing the song. Perform the song. Even though this is not perform it, you still got to perform to impress us.
It is Disney, after all.
It is Disney, and Disney is extremely, extremely performy. It's children's theater performy, and that's, like, outrageous, big movements, big hands.
Cartoony,
yeah. Well, I hope it's cartoony. It's cartoons.
Well, not all of it.
Yeah. So, I'm done.
I'm done.
Done.
Hari 26, take number 2. Take it away.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Didn't they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet me four were through. Mr. Al, make a man out of you. Drink well as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you. I'm never gonna catch my breath, say goodbye to those who knew me. Boy, was I a fool in school for cutting gym. This boy's getting scared to death, hope he doesn't see right through me. Now I really wish that I knew how to swim. Be a man. We must be swift as a coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire. Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Okay, hurry. I'll make a man out of you. I'm not sure this was a great song choice for you, Hari. Well, first off, at the beginning, there was a lot of silence and some odd recording noises, so maybe next time you can silence that out or chop it out in editing or something, but, which, I'm not sure if Ambi or Zelina, whoever's mixing it, they might actually cut it out, but I'm not sure. But I felt like for a song like this, you really need more energy and pizzazz, to take Ambi's word, or as Dylan would say, sleeping bear. It felt like it just needed more energy, because this is such a powerful song, like, you gotta be a man! And I felt like it was more like, it wasn't enough, it felt like a woman was singing. No offense to any woman, but like, you know, it didn't quite fulfill what the song needed to do, I guess. On the lower parts, like, you're the saddest bunch I've ever met, something, 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 something. Those parts, it felt really off pitch-wise. I feel like it was too low for you, and you sounded sharp. So maybe next time you could have sung this in a higher key. And the parts where the multiple characters are singing, like, one line each, and Mulan had that one line, it sounded like you got lost in the song, like you weren't quite sure where you were, and that part was very pitchy, so I don't think you should have sung that part. Yeah, this wasn't a very good song choice for you. Because you have this really kind of softer, operatic-sounding voice, so I think if you did maybe more like a princess song, it would be better for your range. I'm not sure if you're a soprano or an alto, but I'm sure Zelina or Ambi will probably give you better song choices. But I think if you stick to like a more cutesy princessy song, I think you'll do better than trying this rough manly song, because I don't think it was good for you. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Jeffers.
Yes.
That silence in the beginning. We will allow that to be edited out, but
no, I'm not editing that out. I'm leaving it in.
Sure, I'm saying out of anything you can do to your file, you can cut out the silence. That you can do, because I hate that in auditions where you have all this silent space and you're like, okay, when is it starting? You can cut out, but. Ambi did notice something. You want to talk about that one, Ambi?
Yeah, and this is technically, I think, bordering on disqualification, because in the rules, in the audition thread, it says, and I quote, just your raw vocals, no music, no reverb, and mixing effects. So when you were mixing, it's not enough. See, it borders, I don't think we're going to disqualify you for it, but you did kind of break a rule that, I mean, I'm willing to overlook, but you should have at least read, like, the post and asked someone before you mixed yourself with yourself. That borders on making it a duet. We just want to hear, like, one take vocal, like, well, not one take, you can, like, edit takes together and stuff like that, but when you started overlapping yourself, that bordered on potentially mixing. Breaking a rule that is in our auditions, that's clearly stated in our auditions thread. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Since Jeffers didn't notice it, like, if Jeffers had noticed something and said something and we noticed it as well, we might have done it, but I think we're okay to go on and give you a critique and just say, don't do it again.
Right. And this goes for anybody else. Because I had somebody actually ask me about the same song and whether they're allowed to do that, and I told them it's not a safe choice to do for an audition. Maybe when you're in the actual show and you're allowed to do mixing, then it's fine for you to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but this is a non-mixing audition is what we want, because then we really can't get a good grasp of just your raw voice if there's two of you singing, because then it's like, well, which one do I listen to? And also, right. It was kind of overpowering and it wasn't really well mixed anyways into it. It wasn't very smooth, but Zelina, God, yes. Is first on critique. Now that that's out of the way,
second, second, second.
Huh? You're second?
Yeah, because it's Jeffers and then me.
Oh, okay, you're second. But you're first out of the two of us, because there are only two of us here right now. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay, like Jeffers said, this is I'll Make a Man Out of You. Your last song was also a Mulan song, which was Reflections. So maybe try another Disney movie? I don't know. Like last week, you still had a lot of flat notes. That I do remember. Let's see, what else did I have here? you didn't have that much, you didn't have any energy or emotion that is required in the song, like Jeffers says. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree, it wasn't a great song choice. And we actually talked about this after an audition, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, after one of the episodes, I'm sorry, that you're allowed to transpose your audition song since it's a cappella, meaning you can make it go higher or lower.
Yeah, that kind of goes without saying.
Right, but some people still don't know that, so I'm just laying it out there for them. Yeah. Jeffers mentioned if you want to try another song to pick a Princess song, I'm going to repeat myself. If you can't sing Mulan, try not Jasmine, because like I said, Lea Salonga is a Broadway diva, Disney diva, so.
Super soprano.
Right. I also agree on the Saddest Bunch area. That was really where you got pitched with the low notes. And that's all I have, I think. Yeah.
All right, so that's on to me. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, pretty much restating a lot of the same stuff that both of them have said. If you went and mixed in at the end, I don't see why you didn't cut out the stuff at the beginning. Like, you were in there editing already, so I don't know why you didn't mix out. Because that was like a good 10 seconds. I don't know if you were doing that to like make it longer or something. But there was no emotion in this because it's a very... like, it's a very energetic song. I mean, the guy is, like, doing Taekwondo while he is singing the song. Like, right. And there was just no energy at all. And especially the one part that I was really disappointed in with whether that the emotion was, like, when he was talking about how spineless and pathetic they were. It was, right. Like, you're talking down to them. You're making fun of them. They're spineless.
Punch those words out. Punch those words.
You're angry at them because they're horrible people, and that they're
girly men.
They're girly men. I walked into that one. The one thing that I found really distracting was you were so close to your microphone. I could hear the sound of your wetting your mouth in between notes, and it was really distracting. Like I could just hear your gums and like your tongue. And, like, the spit in your mouth. And it was really distracting me. Because you were really close to... I could tell you were really close to your microphone. There were a couple of parts where you were stumbling over your words in the section where you were, like, doing all the parts. Like, the different guys singing. Mm. When I think it was around, like, the character that Harvey Fierstein plays. I don't know.
Oh, I forget. Short guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because okay. It's Chiang Po, Ping is Mulan's character, Yao, King of the Rock.
King of the Rock, there we go.
I am Yao, King of the Rock, sorry. that's how I remember his name, is because he yells that while naked on the rock. It was somewhere around Yao, I think it was like in between Yao and Mulan. Because then, like, you were singing, like, as and all of a sudden, here's, like, this really high girly part. And it was like, whoa, where'd that come from? I just don't think this was a good song choice at all.
Right. I wouldn't try gender bending quite yet. So stick to girl songs or unisex songs.
Yeah. I mean, Jeffer said, I really don't know what to recommend. I would say stay in, like, I don't know, like, alto princesses.
Which aren't many.
Alto princesses, or just alto in general, but not men alto.
I need to make a list of alto Disney
songs.
Yeah,
I do too, because they're really hard to come by.
I mean, there's mezzo and there's soprano, but there aren't any altos.
Well, stay more towards mezzo and alto, right. in that area, but stay away from soprano. Yeah, and just up your energy, because there was really, like, no energy.
Right.
I'm done.
And try out another Mulan song, because I think you got the two main songs.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm done.
No? Okay. I'm done.